Thank goodness good music never dies. And with me is a man who's making sure of it, at least here in El Paso. Co-producer of Border Legends of El Paso concert series, Rick Kern. Welcome, Rick. It's good
Hi,
to
Monica.
Have you here.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'm excited about this. This is your sixth year of bringing together just about the best memories people can have regarding rock and roll in El Paso and the surrounding area. When is it happening, and what are the conditions?
October 25th, it's going to be at the Almeida Shrine Auditorium once again. This will be our third year to have it there out of the 6 years that we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have found out that this venue is just the best ever. It's 10,000 square feet of just a great big room with a great big stage with two big screens. And it's got all the necessary items to make mm-hmm. a rock and roll show be a great one.
Doors open at 3 o'clock. The action starts at 4. Is
correct.
That correct? So the first performers are on at 4 o'clock. It's $20 at the door, or tickets are available where in advance?
You can get them at All That Music.
Okay.
Up on Gateway, Gateway
6800 East. 6800 Gateway Boulevard.
Gateway.
Okay.
And then Collectibles Gifts.
Oh, great. On right up here on North Mesa.
And in Loma Land.
Oh, and Loma Land. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's three good locations. And I love the way you describe the scene where people can sit up close to the stage, where we can the women can faint and people can dance and flirt, and it's just the good old days.
The musicians can flirt with the dancers, and I mean
absolutely.
Just like the old days, you
yes,
know.
Yes.
Only we're just a little bit older now, and
you know, I wasn't going to bring that part up, but it's basically a huge reunion. This is the best of the 60s and 70s. And prefer to believe we're all a little more mature, but there's no guarantee there. just older. Who do you have lined up for this year?
Our annual favorite of Rod Crosby and the Intruders.
Of course.
Rod is my co-producer, and Patty Tiscadeño and her group, PT and the Cruisers,
mm-hmm.
Which is a group that I manage, and we love the Cruisers. The Henchmen. That was a group that I remember seeing back in 1967, 68 at Isleta High School at our what we used to call sock hops back in those days mm-hmm. after game dances.
And yeah. Where are the henchmen now? Where do they live?
Well, we've got Mike Ekdahl, who I believe is in Fort Worth or Dallas. No, mm-hmm. I think he's in Tennessee. Sorry about that.
Hey, you've been coordinating quite a few
yeah,
people here.
Yeah.
So,
but he's coming in again. They played every show, you know, all six mm-hmm. years. And the rest of them are local musicians, along with Paul Dillon.
Local.
So there's two originals of the four members of the
nice.
Henchmen. And then a group called Cuervo, who's a tremendous group. Jerry Moran is the leader of that group, and
mm-hmm.
They have opened for Three Dog Night. They've opened for some big acts, a really
yeah.
nice group. A group called Twisted Hams, which is a guy by the name of Randy Russ, who was a big rock and roller back in the day, played with numerous great El Paso bands, but he's playing with these guys. Two of the guys in that band are on our stage crew, and they're great musicians. They're both teachers at Eastwood High School, and a really good group. A band called Route 66, and the drummer of that group is also on my stage crew,
mm-hmm.
and he's a local real estate appraiser, but they've got a neat little group that's been together a long time. And then one that I'm really excited about, a group called Black Wolf Moon, which is run by a guy by the name of Tim Jordan, who
mm-hmm.
Graduated from Irvine High School in 1971, and they live in Atlanta now, and he's got one of the top classic rock bands there in Atlanta, so they're really excited about coming in and playing for their old buddies again.
Yes. Well, I know that you started out your days as a drummer and vocalist. You toured with, I think, three different vocal groups. And 77 was that your zenith when you were signed to appear on a Captain and Tennille TV special with Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
And a year later, in 78, you came back to El Paso, a married man, ready to settle down and
have
do
kids.
What you've done. Yes. Yeah, that'll settle you down. And then you somehow got the urge to start networking and contacting people. I remember when you were first starting to do that. And how did you track everybody down? Just word of mouth? It spread?
It kind of was. You know, it was a moment where I was just kind of melancholy, wanting to hook up with some of my old friends again. And so it just kind of it kind of spread. You know, I was talking, mm-hmm. made a few phone calls, and I thought, you know, I ought to put a little blog site together, and it just kind of grew. And next thing I know, I've got a couple hundred posts on pictures and stories. And mm-hmm. then next mm-hmm. thing I know, within a year, I had about 800 stories and anecdotes and pictures and people wanting to reconnect. And my wife said, you know, why don't you put together a reunion concert? So what started in 2009 has now evolved into a monster, you know.
Oh, but it's a big, lovable monster.
Oh, he is. He's wonderful. You know, he just...
It's such a hard point in life when you've been doing this high-energy music, you've been touring it, going all over the place, and then there's only so much that a city can absorb, like El Paso. So there's only so many gigs for a certain sound, and... these are the gems of the year for some of these folks, I think, especially certainly for the audiences, but for the groups too, not only to do their own music, but to reconnect with everybody. It's very important.
I think one of the big things about El Paso, and the musicians certainly know that, and the ones that were following these groups back in the day realized how great these bands were.
Yeah.
And how great, El Paso's been blessed to have many great musicians, including yourself.
Well, and, musicians like this, and I agree. I mean, I know the folks in PT and the Cruisers better than any other group here. They are extraordinary musicians, just crazy good, brilliant, fun, nice people. And that kind of quality, you've got to have a place to play. Everybody has other careers.
That's true.
So when they come together, it's just really preserving an art form, good old rock and roll. And you're the one that's made it come about. I really admire that. Thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you. I mean, it's been a real passion of mine, and every year it just seems to grow, and we raise the bar. And we were hoping to have Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs in with us this year. A couple of them are friends of mine, and that still could possibly happen, but fingers crossed. We're still waiting on funding on that.
But it is rock and roll. We'll see what can happen. My guest today, co-producer of Border Legends of El Paso, Rick Kern, previewing next Saturday's event. Doors open at 3 at the Almeida Shrine Auditorium, 6331 Alabama. You can get your tickets at the door or in advance at All That Music or at either location of Collectibles. For information, visit borderlegends.net. Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you, Monica. It was great.